Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What up, everyone? This the Commish Ivan coming in again another week in the NBA Fantasy Football League. I think this week five. And, you know, we've had some technical difficulties with Yahoo, but, hey, you know, we still keeping it live. So today we got a big leaguer on the line we're going to do an interview with. Man, this guy has been in the league for a long time. He's a pretty good friend. And, man, he's pretty crafty with these names, but we're going to get him in, get him on a call, get him in the line, see what's up, and, you know, let him explain it. So let's see if we get in here. Yo.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Week five, get my lineup ready. I'm kind of shook because it's Thursday night game and, Gronkowski went out, so that changed a few things for me, but I'm Gucci. How you?
Oh, I'm good. Looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a good one tonight.
Right. Who's playing? New England and Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, New England playing against Tampa Bay at home. You know, I think this is Tampa Bay's first home game, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe their first home game. Well, it's going to be live, and I didn't even know that, but I do know that Belichick and the Patriots have a bad record down there in Tampa. They've never won down there before.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So they never won down there, and this is Doug Martin's first game back from suspension, so I know it's going to be crazy down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's coming off suspension. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do. He didn't do so good last season, but he might do a little something once he returns.
Real, exactly. Because, he was a hot draft pick. He was going pretty high to say that, he was suspended for the first four games.
Yeah, he was. I mean, last season he was out a couple of games with the injury, so, you know, he's about due to, do something for somebody.
Right. He's got to do something.
I had him last season. He didn't do nothing for me. You know, he's injured and everything, so I think he, you know, this year he's going to pop up.
Real? All right, cool. You got any players playing in the game tonight?
Yeah, actually, I do. Because, you know, like this is the first bye week, and that's affecting me heavy. I think after, you know, this is going to be the week where I got to put it together to try and get my win. Because Freeman's out for me. Thomas is out. Sneed is out. You know, those are my three of my starters, my heavy hitters. So I picked up Humphrey about a week ago because I knew this game was coming tonight. So I picked him up. Actually, last week in week four, just for tonight, because I knew that my receivers was going to be out, so I had to plan ahead. And, you know, I think he, you know, they projected him to do 7 points, but he could do more. I mean, he's explosive as a wide receiver, and he possibly can have a big game tonight, especially as the Patriots put up points, so they're going to have to pass. So that's why I'm hoping, that's what I'm projecting.
Yeah, the Patriots always going to put up. They're always going to run numbers, but their defense has been super suspect. And that last week they lost to an NFC South team. So, and you know, someone has the they got the you know they got they got the goods on them now, so.
Yeah, they're looking like the Saints, you know. Well, we sit there, any quarterback that they go against is looking, putting up the same numbers as Brady. I was looking at that earlier, you know, when they were showing the stats. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a shootout. You know, I picked up Allen from the Patriots because Gronkowski is going to be out. So, you know, I picked that, you know, had that little hot pickup right quick, and I'm hoping that pays off.
Well, I mean, it's going to pay off because Dwayne Allen, he was a top dog, in, you know, when he was playing in Indianapolis, catching passes from Andrew.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing yet this season, so we'll see. I'm just hoping for the best tonight, you know.
I think I had mentioned that in the group. Go ahead.
Yeah, they also got the rookie that is getting just as much or had just as much targets as him that they may use tonight, and they may keep using Allen as a blocking tight end. We'll see. I don't know. But they also got the rookie tight end, but he's still available. But he may do something tonight. You just never know.
Right. That's the Brady factor. Like, you never know, but when it's your time to shine, you get 100 plus yards with some touchdowns.
Yeah. So that's my two shots in the dark tonight. I'm hoping that I get something out of that. You know, that's my name. I changed my name to that. You see? I'm changing it more than just each week. I'm doing it in each, you know, each night. We have Thursday night, and I might put it up to something. Change it in the middle of the Sunday. Change it Monday. You know, I'm keeping all kind of names going.
That's what I'm talking about. That's that big league stuff right there.
We're gonna see that.
And you also got a target, a bullseye or something right there as a profile.
We're gonna see if I hit. I close my eyes and I'm pulling the trigger. We're gonna see.
Yes,
but hey, I ain't got nothing to lose, you know. I don't have nothing to lose with those two positions. So I'm just hoping that it pays off to me.
Yeah, but you're going against Team Life Support, who's coming off a loss last week, but
he has the discount
double check Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and that guy, he slings it, you know. He's scary. He's just as scary as Tom Brady. He can put up crazy numbers any given Sunday. You know, he has that capability. But he's
one of those
three people playing tonight, too. I think he has Cooks and Gillespie and the other running back.
Right.
I mean, let's see. This is a big night for me in my week. I'm hoping that it pays off.
Man, you don't sound – you're saying a lot of hope, man. I'm about to break out my download the Bible app and say a prayer. So, you going to say it with your chest?
We'll see. I mean, I'm being realistic, you know. This is my bye week, so I'm just hoping to get a win out of this. Because it's a very competitive league. I give it that. It's been very competitive this season.
Yeah, so, hey, that leads us into this to the first question. So how long have you been playing fantasy football?
It's been about 5 years now. I've been playing for a good 5 years. I joined the big league, maybe – about 3 years ago. I think it was about 3 years.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was my rookie season. I think I came out the gate. I started off 4-0, you know, in my rookie season. But after that, it kind of went downhill, the injuries and everything. But, you know, so who's that man, Mama? You know, I know he's 4-0, so he better enjoy it while it lasts. It's going to get real on the field.
Hey, you know, they say there's nothing new under the sun, man. If you've seen it once, I've seen it multiple times and heard it too. So, you just what to say,
man.
Enjoy your time in the sun while it lasts.
Yeah. But that's the only league that I'm in right now. I mean, this year I just wanted to focus on this one. You know, I ain't trying to spread myself thin. Anything less than the playoff berth this season is, you know, going to be unacceptable. I'm trying to get it in the big leagues.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's cool, cool, cool. So, what's your best team name? Like, what's your team name? You know, throughout the year, you changed your name multiple times. So, what's your best team name?
Wow, I can't even remember all of them. I don't know. I mean, I try to just switch it up and just keep it, you know, current with what I got going on with my situation. Right now, the most consistent one I would say is Garbage Points Matters for this season. You know, that fourth quarter come around, I mean, Garbage Points Matter. That can make, be the difference for you, whether the team win or not, you know. As long as that clock ticking, each point counts.
That's real talk, especially in fantasy football. It doesn't matter, you know, if
who
it's
wins.
exactly. Well,
so
dang.
You know, yeah.
So that's cool that you, you know, you picked that one. So I did my homework. And I have, like, let's say the top 10 most, the funniest names to me. So,
all right.
Yeah. So the first one is, and this is not in any order, but I'm going to tell you the one that really is funny to me. So the first one, Iron Lion Zion.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Don't ask me to say that again. I'm looking at it like, did I say that right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Packs on, packs off. You remember that one?
Yeah. That's when I had old boy with the Broncos.
Right. Well,
I was,
packs
I was
and
hoping
lit.
And wishing.
Hey, but that was when he scored like 40 points one time. So, yeah, he started, and then he got replaced with Trevor Simi, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the next one is Mark Ingram 22s. Right.
You know, I have to rep him. You call me every time I draft him, and now he on your team.
Right, the irony of that. Exactly. Well, I'm gonna just say it like this, you know, what the fuck is wrong with you ninjas? Do you remember that one?
Oh, I remember.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yeah. So. And it, just in case if the ninjas didn't know who you were, the next team name is Coach O is the name. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I told you. I got quite a few for you, sir. I got a quite a few for you. Still some to keep going. So who's your quarterback this year?
Right now it's Deshaun Watson. I'm starting him.
Okay. Well, who's your secondary?
Carson Palmer.
The Green Bomber?
I've been rolling with him.
Was Carson, is it the Green Bomber?
Palmer. Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah. That's when he was lighting it up. When he had had an O-line blocking for him.
Then we're going to move to the Carson Palmer show. Da-da-da!
Yeah, I had a good run that season.
This was one of my favorites. When I see this, I was like, yeah. Yet your team logo was like the Gangsta Grill, and it was I Sneed Money.
Yeah.
Oh, that was epic.
I'm
going
to have to pull that one back out. I'm going to have to pull that one out the archives.
Right.
You know,
right,
I got me
right,
on the squad. I'm gonna have to pull that one out. I think that's my favorite. Now that you mentioned that one, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, that was a nice one. And just in case you don't, you know, you down like 50 points on a Monday night and you need, you know what I'm saying, you're like, you got to come back, Trevor Snead 50 plus your 149. And I think you won that game, too. Do you remember that team?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, really? Then Trevor Siemian, who replaced Paxton Lynch, got you 50 plus points to win the game.
Yeah, and I threw that Snead in there.
Exactly. It was Trevor Snead, 50 points plus what you was already scored. So the last one. This is like, this should bring back some memories. Tell Carlos hi.
Yeah, that's the throwback.
Yes,
we had
sir.
A different makeup to the league. Yeah,
that was because you remember that one? You remember the behind that guy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's when you were. Well, I think you made it to the champ, and you lost to Team Who That?
Yeah, I made it in the playoffs that season, I think.
Yes, and she had Carlos in like the first game of that season. He scored 50 points and you lost.
Uh huh. Yeah, and it was payback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she ended up winning it all, I think, that season, man.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah.
She won it all. Man, so whenever so now that I took you back through memory lane, which one was the best team name?
I would have to say I Need Money, followed by Tell Carlos Hot. Because his
I
whole
knew you
name
like
just
that.
Flows so perfectly. It just flows perfectly. Like that Tell Carlos Hot. Yeah, but
right.
That I Need Money with your boy from How High and his grill. Yeah, that was the one for me. That's the classic one right there. I'm going to bring that out. So
you got
to bring that out.
Bring them out.
That's coming out week six, you did, when the Saints play at home against the Lions. I'm starting. Time is in. I'm starting.
Like that. Throw it out there. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Big league. Big league.
I ain't got nothing to hide. Man.
You full of team name. Just talking to you. I got Carlos Hyde, so I might change. You might find that on my team this week. I ain't got nothing to hide.
Look. I might be giving out names 5 hours. Just hitting that button.
Nice. So, you know, you've been in the league for a while, but, you know, so what do you, you know, what do you enjoy most about playing in the NBA Fantasy Football League?
I mean, I enjoy all aspects of it. I started off on that ESPN, and it was okay. But that Yahoo, I'm glad you introduced me to that Yahoo because, you know, it's more in-depth. You got the different facets of it, different, you know, parts of it. When you go in there, you go on all the different tabs. They got, you know, there's all aspects of it from the draft to the weekly free agent waiver wire. You know, I like reading the updates that's attached to the players, you know, giving you the analysis and what's going on with them through the week and all that. And I enjoy the recaps and the commissioner picks. I enjoy that as well. You know, I enjoy reading that weekly on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, and stuff like that. I just like the flow of it through the week. And, And I've been noticing this year, people been trading more. I like that dynamic of it, you know. Previously, people ain't used to trade. You know, I think this year been the most trades. I would think, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about ready to put a stop to that. I'm like, hold on, what's going on here?
Yeah. People have been making some moves. I mean, I think I had one trade, you know. Me and you had a trade that didn't work out, but I'm still open. Anybody who's listening, I'm open for trades. You know, you're just not going to get Freeman, and you're not going to get Thomas. Other than that, we can talk.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just put it out there, you know? But, yeah. I'm going to definitely be scouting your team since, well, I don't think we play again until the end of the season. So, yeah, you know. I'm going to have my people holler at your people.
Oh, yeah, I'm always about making moves. Keep it fresh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you got what, you know, any other team? Because, you know, not at, because you had a crazy start. It was like you scored buku points, and then the team above you was scored just a tad, like had the best game of their season just to beat you. So,
right.
You know, like, are there any sleeper teams in the league or any teams that, you know, you're just really got an eye on?
I mean, myself, I consider myself to be a sleeper team. You know, I am that sleeper team, but outside of myself, because, you know, I got the second highest scoring points in the league, but yet I'm 1-3, you know. That's kind of crazy. But I already seen that happen to people before. It's just happened to me this season. You know, it's just how it happened. But, you know, it's tough. But, you know, me, other than me, I would think the guy I just went against last week, I think, Survival of the Fit, I think that he has a pretty solid team, you know. And he might make some
second time I've heard that.
Yeah. I respect this team, you know. I've been looking at everybody's team and trying to see who I could get with a trade. But, his team is pretty solid, you know. The Ezekiel man, you know, he hold his down a little bit, you know. Kind of looking at what he got going on, you know.
Yeah.
And who's that man, Mama? Been,
that's that rookie.
Know,
so you know, we won't use his name sparingly.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, he, you know, you can start off good, but it's going to get real on the field.
Real, real. Talking about that, Phil, so on average, you know, it seemed like, you know, you pay attention. You know, you pay attention to the league. You pay attention to the NFL and what's going on. How many times a day do you check your lineup?
I would have to say, like I said, I just got the one team this year. So I would have to say I check it at least 6 times out of the, you know, the week at least. And that'll be once a day, you know, on average. You know, I look for updates here and there. And I, you know, just try to see who's dropping people, because some people just make decisions, you know. Sometimes I drop people and just be like, why the hell did I drop that person? And you can pick them up right quick.
I think I've seen those pictures. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, I think I got like 60 moves right now. I got about 67 moves maybe. I know I got the most moves as far as roster. So I just be on top of it, you know. I just try to stay on top of it. And I think that's one of the reasons why. The highest scoring point so far, you know. Well, I'm second. I ain't gonna say the highest. I'm second.
Yeah, that is true. Like on Sundays, you know, one thing, it was funny because my neighbor, he's a Dallas Cowboy fan, and every Sunday I get out there before the game and hang me a flag in front of my house, you know, just to piss all the neighbors off, you know. So I got my little pregame ritual. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so do you got like any pregame?
Yeah,
you
represent. I would just have to say, you know, grilling is what I normally used to do. But, you know, I'm in between grills right now.
you know?
I can't quite do that right now. But that's normally what I like to do, you know.
That's real. So, you know, what, you know, right now, what two teams do you think at this point will be in the Super Bowl, like the big league Super Bowl?
At this point, even though he's a rookie, I mean, you know, the proof is in the pudding. He's 4-0. You know, I think that guy, you know, I mean, if you take away the record and who has the best team, I would say it would be that guy and me. You know, I wouldn't put anybody before me, and not just because it's me, but because I believe that I got a good team, you know, and I think we're going to be a force to reckon with each week. And, you know, it's just 1 week at a time. And as long as I get some W's, I think I can grind my way to that championship. And, you know, either who's that man, the Ezekiel guy, you know, even you, you know, because you got a good bench. So that may come in your favor
as the season
goes on. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, anything can happen any given Sunday.
Exactly. That's one thing. That's one of the dynamic, you know, the dynamics about fantasy football. It's like you walk in a tight rope. At any time, you can fall off. Or at any time, you can just, you know, be the first in line. So, you know, we wrap things up. Is there anything that, you know, you want to tell, maybe tell your week five opponent or tell, you know, tell the rest of the league about, you know, this? This
your time. I mean, tonight is going to determine a lot for my week matchup against life support. Hopefully it's a passing game, you know, and everybody hit the ball but Cook. And his running backs don't do much, get 10 points apiece. I can live with that. But, you know, as long as I could get, if I could get maybe 25 points tonight, I think that's, I'm good with that. And as long as Cooks don't go crazy tonight and his running backs don't score 4 touchdowns, you know, I'll be okay. I think I'll get a W even though it's my bye week, you know. But I'm here. And, you know, each week I'm going to keep it fresh with my name. I'm going to keep it fresh with the lineup, you know, and we're trying to get it this year.
Well, there you have it, you know. Team,
yes,
20 names, 100 names.
For the asterisk by a team asterisk.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to figure out what name I'm going to put on my trophy once I get it, you know.
Hey, for real, that's gonna be the million-dollar question. Like, what name you going to stick with on that? Hey, you know, I vote for the I Sneed Money. You know, we're going to have to hang that one up.
That's official. That's official. Yeah, man.
So who you think going to win tonight? So who's your pick for the night?
I mean, I want the game to go perfectly for me on fantasy, but in reality, I want the Bucks to lose because they're in our division with the Saints, and we need our division opponents to lose. You know, anytime that we're not playing them and we can't beat them, we need them to lose to whoever they're playing against. So, you know, I'm hoping Winston can put together a good game, you know, show him that Brady ain't the only good quarterback in the league, you know, put on a good show for everybody. I just hope it's a high-scoring game. That's what I'm going to hope. And as long as they ain't cooked,
gonna happen.
Then nobody on life support team.
That's what I'm talking about. Fantasy football lives matter, man. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so I'm like, you know, I like how you did your pick. So, you know, we're going to end it with your pick for the game. So, of course, your team, I'm going to just say the team names and you tell me your picks. First one,
okay.
Two Shots Fired in the Dark versus Life Support.
Two Shots Fired, Bullseye.
Survival of the Fit versus Daddy Daycare.
Survival of the Fit.
Your boy in them. That's funny. your boy and them versus This Is Sparta.
This Is Sparta. That's the guy with the running back that I call Belly Boy.
Nice. Something Spectacular versus Team Lando Rambunctious.
Something Spectacular, I think, is going to get the win. I think that's who I beat. Yeah, that's who I beat last week. Not Survival of Fit.
Yeah, that's who you beat last week.
Something Spectacular. I think he's going to get the win. He has a pretty good team. He may get in the championship as well.
All right. Next one is The Champ Is Here versus The Chosen One.
I would say Champ Is Here is going to win that, just based off the name.
And I'm glad you didn't go off the base, really, because The Chosen One is winless.
They need to get on the trading block and make some moves. You know, hit me up.
Next, we got Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife versus Mayhem, who was the 2016 league champ.
I would have to say, coming off the loss, Hide Your Kids. Not just because I'm talking to you and you're my partner. Yeah, thank you.
If you don't say anything else, I'd have bleeped you out with it. Bleep! But hey, I like good pick. So the last one we have, Instagram versus Who's That Man's Mama?
I think Who's That Man's Mama is going to lay an egg. And Instagram is going to win it with the upset.
Boom. Hey, there's always an upset of the week, and I was eyeballing this one, too. So, because Who's That Man's Mama's in first place, but he's coming out there without his heavy hitters, without his quarterback.
I mean, the odds is just against you when it comes down to, how long is your run going to last? I don't think it's going to last much longer, especially with that bounty on the table.
Exactly, because we're hunting for him. I put the bounty out for him. People are hunting for him, I'm telling you. So, So it was some good things. But, man, it was a pretty good interview, man. We'll have to get you back, get you back. Maybe on the weekly. But we're definitely going to have to interview you again, later on in the season.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to it. I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed the season. Enjoyed playing with you guys. It just sucks that I'm going to have to whoop y'all butts this year. It just has to happen.
Already. All right, man, we about to go. It was great talking to you, man, but when two warriors meet on the field of battle, it's war time. So.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it. We about to end this thing with some therapy. Anything you want to say before we roll out?
Just enjoyed talking to you, Deuce McAllister. Everything was good, I appreciate WWOL helping me.
We out. Be cool.